Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I don't. Well, go ahead.
I tracked down an Asher for you. 5-carat Asher is what you were looking for?
Let me. All right, tell me. I'll let you know if you're in the world or not.
Well, I mean, these diamonds are six-figure diamonds, so I was trying to find out what kind of a budget range you're really working with here before I start chasing my tail.
I mean, I can get one for 64,000 and one for 74,000.
And what are the specs on those?
VS2J, VS1I.
And what sizes are those?
5 carats.
5 carats? Okay. So you don't need a G color then.
How much is your G? I got a price on one. We'll see how good you are.
My G is like $112,000. It's a 520.
Yeah. Well, when we get there, I'll reach out. Other ones less, but the VS1G. But so the birthday's in July. My buddy that knows me, he works in my building, he's dealt with me. He's going to talk to his dad and say, I'd rather deal with someone I know. You could come in and see him. We don't have to go to New York and get screwed by the big bad wolf. The catch is that her birthday is not till July,
Okay.
but doesn't mean that they won't do something ahead of time either. So I will
Is there an
let you
idea of like
know.
price range on what they do want to spend? Has that been topic been discussed?
He's got as much money as he wants.
Oh, I understand.
So
But there's still sometimes people still have a value on what they want to spend. I mean,
Well, I quoted him like 80, 90, and 120,000, and he was like, that's fine. That's what we figured.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, she's turning 70. She doesn't have many years left, and they're not going to hold their money.
I totally understand. Well, I was going to say
Yeah.
if they,
So.
obviously, and added benefit that I'd love to make the sale with you, Artie, is we have the lifetime trade. So if they do ever want to trade that back in towards maybe a different shape or a bigger stone even, we'll take it back. We'll give you exactly what you paid for it. You only have to spend $1 more on a trade, and it doesn't matter where the market shifts on that. I mean, literally, yesterday I took in a trade on a 90 pointer that I sold a customer back in 2022. Guess how much it was? 90 oval. 2022.
3,500.
Yeah, you were close. 3,700. Literally sub $2,000 diamond today. I sold her. She needed a 2-carat marquee for a separate customer, but she traded that in and we gave her 3,900 for that diamond. So, I mean, it doesn't matter where the
But
market lies, lifetime.
does she have to bump up double what she spent? That's the
No,
question.
no, no. She just happened to have a 2-carat marquee call and was still sitting on this diamond. But no, you only have to spend $1 more. So I
I
know
got it
there's
now.
no vendor in the entire country that does anything close to that.
Entire country, Tom.
Entire, call around. Call around and see.
In the whole world.
Call around and see who has a lifetime trade like ours.
Right,
I
I'm gonna make
implore
some
you.
calls.
But yeah, that's, I mean, and another thing,
Right.
you also offer the gem print ID now with the light performance certificate. I don't know if are you familiar with the gem print?
Oh, dude,
I got to get you on top of that.
I'm trying to get rid of business. I don't even want business. I want it to go away.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you don't want to make this 5-carat sale.
I would, but it's not going to be till July, so it's like, well, call me when you're fucking ready. I got too much shit to do. But he's got, now he's got some ideas, and he'll let me know, and then I'll call you and see what's up.
Sounds good.
All right.
And then on that estate deal, you're still working on that one? Is that something more current?
Well, she's got a 2-carat, and I said, I got to see your two so I can match it. Otherwise, I'm wasting time. But she wants to get a matching two and a three and be under 50 grand. So I'm hoping I can pull that off. I don't know if I can, but I will look at her stone on Wednesday at 5 and then figure out what we can do. Again, her fucking birthday is not till October. It's like, guys, just fucking call me when you're ready. I don't have fucking time to, like, entertain
you. Well, it's good
that
they're preparing. That's good. Rather
yeah,
than
guess,
somebody coming in and say, hey, I need this for tomorrow.
Well, then they go, yeah, I'll look at some stuff, but, yeah, I'm not buying. You know, I'll come back again later. It's like, no. I don't have time to fucking sit here and bullshit for 2 hours while you dick around. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
You call Artie when you're ready.
I feel the same way. You're asking me about things you need in October. What the hell? Like, I'm only waiting on your diamond order, Artie?
Yeah. I know. It's annoying as fuck. I understand. So you can tell me to fuck off anytime you want. So, and I will not be fazed one bit.
You've been told
to
fuck off many times in your life. Same here.
Yeah. So, all right. I do have a guy coming that 11th at 3. And he's, what the fuck, Steve? Fucking damn fucking shit. Mitch Murphy, what am I doing with him? Okay, hold on, fuck, shit, does Michael fucking Brummer want? Jesus Christ. Hold on, let me look him up. Oval elongated cushion round marquee, really? With baguette side stones.
Hey, Artie, fuck off.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to show them lab grows and say, figure out the shape, dickhead, then we'll go from there.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus. Yeah, I'd like to show him some naturals because he said he'll spend up to 10,000, I think.
Well, yeah, if that kind of a budget, don't get him a worthless lab drone.
Well, I just, Yeah. I will, let me figure his shit out and then I'll call you in a little bit.
All right.
I don't want to waste either one of our fucking time. Got to figure out where his envelope is and shit, what I think he's thinking. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for checking that out, though, bud.
All right,
sorry
to wait.
Yeah, both of these are, you know, they've been referred and the people are on my side. It's just a matter of when the fuck you want to do it because I don't want to dick around.
Well, I'd love to make some sales with you, Artie. We're due for a big sale.
Yeah, me too. All right,
let me know what you need. I'll make it happen on my end.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Artie.
Yeah.
Do you have those lab tennis bracelets?
Oh, fuck. No, let me look. Now I'm screwed because I can't mail them.
I need that 10-karat yellow gold if you don't have that sold back. I have a coworker that has it sold.
I don't know where these fucking guys anymore. I don't think I have those bracelets. You sure they didn't come back?
Yeah, you sent back the four loose diamonds.
Oh, I got them. I got them.
Yeah, there should be two.
Well,
bracelets.
I don't know
should
if I can get
bracelets them. Bracelets in a lab-grown oval, 3-carat.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get them out though. Fuck, I need to check on this guy too. Ah, God. I don't know if I can't get them out today because Tina's in Liverpool. Brian's doing shipping, and I'm not making him rush, and he's not even here, and he can't get the FedEx on time today as it is.
Okay. Can
so
you
now what?
Tomorrow?
I'll have him send them tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow
for
Monday.
Tomorrow
for Monday would be perfect.
So what does he write on that, next day or sec 2 day?
That would be just 2 day.
2 day?
2 day.
They don't get to you. I'm not paying for them, just so you know. And I'm not filing insurance and spending
them.
My whole life. What?
I said insure them, then.
No, I'm not. I'm just sending them.
Why would you not insure diamond jewelry that you have? You don't insure anything to anybody?
Apparently not.
Well, I guess you're a ballsy gambler. I like it.
You gotta be it. Or am I just a dumb fuck?
Hey,
I know what your answer is.
That's your risk.
You don't have to say it. Okay, I put them in my bag. I'll have Brian mail them out tomorrow morning.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. See you, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.